Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
He's one of, if not, the best spinnerbait anglers in the country, and he's sharing his thoughts and secrets with us about these most productive lures. He's Hank Parker. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. In just a moment, I'll conclude my visit with Hank by finding out exactly where to fish these fish-catching machines. But first, this message. Here's a crazy idea: selling art on the radio. But if anyone can do it, Chris Armstrong can. For over 30 years, you've enjoyed his paintings and drawings in Bassmaster and Bass Times magazines. And now, Chris Armstrong's art can be yours. I'm proud to say that I own Chris Armstrong's paintings, and you will be too when you see that lifelike trophy largemouth or monster smallmouth framed on your wall. Take a look at some of the beautiful art today. Just go to www.smackwaterstudio.com. Hey, and be sure to tell Chris Sammy sent you. Recently, I asked two-time Bassmaster Classic winner and television fishing show host Hank Parker, what types of areas should we fish a spinnerbait around to catch the most bass with this year?
Most people use a spinnerbait as a visual bait, where they throw it in there and they keep that bait just in sight or just barely maybe out of sight. Sometimes waking it up over the top of the grass is a good way. A lot of our lakes around the country, you know, have milfoil and hydrilla and different types of aquatic vegetation. That's prime structure for a spinnerbait. To throw that bait out there over top of the grass before it gets real thick in the summertime, you know. In the spring, that grass is 2 or 3 foot under water, and you can just wake that spinnerbait right over the top. Around brush piles is where I learned to fish a spinnerbait. The lake that I grew up fishing didn't have any aquatic vegetation, a few lily pads in a certain part of the lake, but very few. The most of the spinnerbait type structure was boat docks and blow down trees, where old trees have been blown in the water, and that's prime spinnerbait country. The thing about a spinnerbait is you can get it through those places without hanging up, and I guess that's the beauty of the bait.
It certainly is, Hank Parker, and I totally agree. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this message. I hope that something Hank Parker has said over the past several shows about spinnerbaits helps you hook and land more bass this year by using them. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers,
Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone,
and by U.S. farm-raised catfish,
the healthiest fish from pond to plate.
You know, my wife calls me a twit, but now I'm tweeting at www.twitter.com/tightlinesradio. So join me daily for this update on fishing news and information.